This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Want to talk today about a column written by Jim Romanesco at jimromanesco.com. And he wrote about the Peoria Journal Star. There are several reporters there who are withholding their bylines in protest of the layoff of Metro and City editor Mike Cecil, who had been with the paper, Lisa, for 29 years and pretty much was let go, I think, a day after he had just finished a big project for the newspaper.
Yeah, he was laid off suddenly and I guess escorted to his truck in the parking lot abruptly. And according to not just this column, but some of the comments from former employees of the Journal Star mm-hmm. and current employees and others, Mike Cecil, I don't know him, but he started as an intern at the paper, worked his way up through the ranks, had been a mentor to young reporters. And so it's been real demoralizing to the newsroom, according to the comments.
In Minneapolis, years and years ago, KSTP Television, I think Channel 5 years ago, I don't know what channel it is today, but KSTP Television had sort of a reputation of just changing the locks when they wanted to get rid of somebody. They'd give everybody new keys except the person they wanted to get rid of, and then that person would be unable to access the building, you know. And of course, they have all kinds of TV equipment they wanted to protect. And, this is a sort of a legend about KSTP. I don't really know if it ever happened, but it's sort of an urban legend about KSTP in the business that, you know, they just change the locks, and that's how they got rid of people. But, you're right. That's a real slap in the face. I'm thinking of a case that happened back in the Quad Cities some years ago. It was an announcer whose name I can't remember. I believe his first name was Don. That's all I can remember from when I was a kid. It's a very similar situation to what happened to Mike Cecil. He was worked at WOC. This is back when it was WOC TV in Davenport. He was let go after like 29 years of faithful service. And, just before he was ready to retire, and they basically fired him. So that's real bad. You know, that kind of thing shouldn't happen. Shame on those people.
And I think I used a poor choice of words when I said escorted, because I think the union said the union posted something saying that the union president walked out with him so that he would not be all alone. I guess he was just told to leave that day that he was fired. But
it's a poor way to treat someone.
It is a terrible way to treat somebody. Yeah. Not just and it's terrible to lay off someone with that much institutional memory and that much loyalty to the company. You cannot replace that kind of knowledge of the community. Mm. And I didn't work for the Peoria paper. I worked for the Springfield paper, and my city editor was someone who had grown up in Springfield he worked at the State Journal Register in Springfield, and he was just an invaluable source of knowledge. And he could tell you if you were going to a fire or something, he could tell you what 100 block it was in or, you know, exactly what part of town. He knew the background on all the stories you were covering. So it's a huge loss in so many ways. And it, apparently it's going to go unfilled. So
the Journal Star's executive editor is quoted in this story saying that they're going to hire two reporters, presumably to replace the one person. But like Lisa says, you're losing a lot of that institutional knowledge. Probably the salaries of those two reporters combined don't equal what Mike Cecil was making,
right.
which is what it comes down to, it seems like, with Gatehouse, is they're continually cutting the resources. The top management, at least a year ago, I believe, was receiving some very hefty end-of-the-year bonuses, and yet they're still looking for ways to save money. Mm-hmm. And even though hiring two reporters in place of one maybe puts an extra reporter out on the street, I still think you're losing something, in particular that institutional knowledge that you're talking about, Lisa.
Yeah, that was the justification. I mean, and I can understand wanting more eyes on the street, and that's going to be good to have more reporters. But why not keep the editor too, or cut a different editor.
His two eyes might see more than the four eyes from the two reporters because of who and what he knows.
That's right, especially if you're hiring people from out of town who it takes a while to get to know a community. So you mentioned the Gatehouse managers. One of the commenters posted a link to a Commonwealth magazine article about in 2012, the CEO of Gatehouse had an $800,000 bonus. His second in command had a $350,000 bonus. How many reporters would that have hired?
$1.1 million? Yeah, I think you could probably hire
a lot of reporters.
And at my old paper, that's what adds to the drop in morale is when you see that kind of, you know, greed at the management level. And my former colleagues in Springfield have not had a raise in 6 years. There's no union there. They just formed one, and the morale is terrible.
Yeah, and that's sort of, you know, we keep talking about the demise of the newspaper industry. What's going to happen with the newspaper industry? And you know, this is part of the problem. It's not just that fewer people are subscribing to newspapers or they're going online to get their news. Part of the problem is that you don't have anyone out there getting the news, or you're losing some of these treasured resources. That's how I would describe someone who's got 30 years of experience working in a newsroom. You're allowing these treasured resources to leave, or you're kicking them out the door, and you're trying to replace them with people who just don't have the knowledge or experience. Be great to hire one of these new reporters, perhaps, and pair the person up a bit with someone like a Mike Cecil, who could then show the young person the ropes. But now I think you're going to be losing a lot while these new reporters try to get up to speed, and whether they ever do, whether they stay in the market long enough to really know what's going on in Peoria and develop some institutional memory of their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they could leave after a couple of years.
Yeah, one thing they may have going in their favor, you know, just to, you know, be the sort of devil's advocate, is they could be really hungry to go out there and get the information, get the news, you know. And we don't know that from the article, but, you know, generally it's a pretty lamentable situation, I agree. But, you know, some fresh blood never hurts anybody, for sure. And I guess, you know, if they are good, you know, then the risk is they won't be being paid enough, as Lisa says, and they may leave the market after a couple of years, and then you've lost it again. So,
yeah, there's nothing wrong with hiring new reporters and bringing in some new energy into the newsroom. But, again, I think when you have someone with that much institutional memory, that's the knowledge, and someone who can perhaps help direct the young reporters so they aren't just spinning their wheels when they're out there working on stories, I think For a company that's making so much money, apparently enough to pay nice bonuses to their top executives, it seems like they could certainly afford to do that. And with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.